MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. I'm chatting with Alet Griso, CEO at Sanlam Credit Partnership. Alet, appreciate the time. Credit, debt often gets a bad rap, and often the bad rap is well deserved, but it can be used smartly and it actually can be of real benefit. I'm thinking education, living conditions, a more stable future. There is a good side to it as well.
Hi, Simon. Yes, thank you for the opportunity to discuss this with you. It's something very close to my heart. You're absolutely right. For the long time, credit has had very bad reputation. For years, it's been associated with financial distress, risky decisions, debt traps. And by no means has that changed completely. But we do see more and more credit being used as a, well, let me rather say more carefully and deliberate, and as a tool to really create resilience, to enabling education, covering unexpected emergencies, and building a more financial, secure future for families.
In a sense, used to actually get you ahead in the game of life. I mean, all of your examples there are things, you know, a sudden emergency can create serious havoc if you don't have some access to cash. All of these can actually get you ahead over time.
Absolutely, Simon. And I've heard so many stories talking to some of our customers. I had an engagement with one of our customers last year. We have a competition once a year where we actually give a car away to customers that continue to pay their accounts, not falling behind. And I had this discussion with the customer afterwards, and he actually got quite emotional. So needless to say, I became emotional. When he told me the story about the Sanlam Personal Loans financing his 2 degrees that he achieved after the age of 50. Wow. And he said, Alex, there was no way I could save for that. My time would run out. And you gave me this opportunity to actually put myself in a much better position and the next generation with that.
That is an absolute example of good debt. Another stat in a note you put out, which really hit me, more than 50% of credit granted in South Africa these days is going to women. And of course, we have to remember that back in the day, I mean, my mother couldn't get a loan without permission from her husband or And I don't know, if she hadn't been married, I suppose it would have been her father or something absurd. But there is more credit going to women. And I imagine a lot of that, they're going to be head of the household. And again, using it to benefit the family.
Yes, Simon, it's something we see more and more. And you're right. Based on if you look across all the categories of credit, 50% of credit granted today is going to women. And that is a stat that has changed significantly over years. And if we keep in mind, based on the stats SA information that came out recently, 42% of households in South Africa are headed by women. Yeah. And often that is on a single income. So by no means are those women using credit as a crutch. They are using it as a vital tool to help navigate life's pressures. I want to just link onto your story about your mother. When I came fresh out of varsity, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, started to work at one of the big banks, I applied for my own first home loan. And my manager told me, he said, Alet, you will not believe me, but as soon as 20 years ago, you would have had to ask me as your manager permission to apply for a home loan. And I thought, my goodness, not even my father, my manager. So yes, it's very good to know that credit is no longer following any specific demographic. It is starting to follow income and responsibility, not gender. And when I say not gender, I really want to take it broader than that and say any specific demographic, which I think is another thing that we can be extremely proud of in South Africa.
Now, some of that is obviously just that society moves on and gets smarter around realizing that we're all part of the society. Part of it, I imagine, must also be technology. I remember applying again to keep it personal for my first car loan, and I went to see my bank manager. And frankly, I was going to say nervous. I was probably scared, and I was scared they would say no. Technology moves some of those barriers away, also makes the lending much better for the lenders and risk assessment.
100%. That's something we've seen develop over the last 3-4 years more and more. A preference from customers to engage more digitally. It has to do with the fact that I don't have to look someone in the eye. It's partly to do with it. But all of our lives, my bank, my medical aid, my shopping for that matter, all of that are digitally today. So I expect all my aspects to follow. And we definitely see that trend. But Simon, something that is very interesting in credit, a higher income customers tend to apply for higher loan amounts. Mm-hmm. And it always intuitively feel like they should want to see someone to help them with the decision. But we see exactly the opposite. We see that higher income customers that are interested in personal loans are very comfortable to use digital unassisted channels. But when it comes to our lower income customers, for them, it's a significant financial decision that they feel they need help with, someone to help them think through it. And that's where we still believe assisted channels like branches are still really important to really give customer an option, whether they want to be anonymous or they still want some advice.
That's a great point. It is the option. And for some people, they want that help. And your point there about the high versus low income, when you think about it, it makes sense. I wouldn't have thought of it, but that does make some sense. We'll leave it there. That's the letter. Grosso, CEO, Sanlam Credit Partnerships. Appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.